Everybody is having a wonderful day. It's very timely that we're up to the second Mishnah in the fifth parak of Brachos, which deals with the insertions that we have to the Shmon Esrei. And of course, we just came to V'tein Talam Matali Bracha on Thursday night, 60 days after what we call Tkufas Tishrei here in Chutz La'aretz, 14 days always after Sukkot, the 7th of Mar Cheshvan in Israel, as the Gemara explains, to give those who came up to Yerushalayim for the festival, those who are the Olei Regalim, give them an opportunity to be able to get back home before we start davening for rain. Remember, that would be like davening for them to get stuck on the way back. You don't daven for somebody to have a delay at the airport, so you wouldn't daven for somebody that needs to make it back home after being Olei LeRegel, doing a mitzvah, that they should get stuck, which is the logic for why we wait a number of weeks, yeah, even in the land of Israel. So the Mishnah says, Mazkirin, very interesting formulation, Givuros Geshamim, what we call Mashiva Ruach Umorid HaGashem, or Morid HaGeshem, according to others. So Mazkirin Givuros Geshamim B'tchias HaMesim. That's a very fascinating expression. The Givuros of Geshamim. You could just say the Shevach of Geshamim, that we praise God when somebody has control of this. So clearly, God's capacity to bring rain is considered uniquely part of Hashem's Givura. Now the entire world, I guess, is a reflection of Hashem's Gevura. Koach Masa V'Gilamo La'Seislam Nachos Gevura. The entire world, Marabu Masach Hashem. But the Gemara, in the beginning of Masach Tatana, says that there are certain things that are particularly reflective of God's grandeur. One of them is the idea of Tchias HaMesim itself, the idea that God, this is one of our cardinal beliefs, codified by the Rambam, will resuscitate the dead. The idea that God is able to participate in the creation of human life. The Mafteach of Leida is also in God's hand. He doesn't just hand them over to Shadliach. And the other one is Gevuros Geshamim, the fact that God can recreate the earth through the rains. You have something which is dry and arid and there's no life there. So there's a form of Tchias HaMesim that goes on the agricultural level as well. And so it makes a lot of sense conceptually to link the idea of bringing something which is arid and barren and dry back to life through Geshamim with the idea of Tchias HaMesim. More generally, there's a pasuk in Iyov in the fifth chapter, Ose gedolos arein cheker, that God's grandeur is beyond our capacity to investigate, to comprehend. And then the pasuk goes on to say, no sein matar al pnei haaretz. So you see again in that pasuk very clearly delineated that Geshamim is really a category in its own right. V'sho'alin, but we don't ask for the rains until, as I mentioned, HaGeshamim Birkas Hashanim, in later Bracha, in the Bakasha section of the Shemoneh Esrei, what we call Barech Aleinu. And the Gemara, again, the same Gemara that I alluded to a moment ago in Tanis, basically explains that Geshamim Hainu Parnasa, that, of course, in an agrarian society, the most important element for success would be rain. I mean, if there's a drought, there's no crops. I mean, that's just a simple equation. And so when we say V'tein Talam Atadi Bracha, of course we have in mind rain, and particularly rain in the land of Israel, which is always important. But we also have in mind, as the Gemara explains, Parnasa more generally, and to recognize that we indeed are in need of divine assistance when it comes to sustaining ourselves and supporting our families. Final insertion, V'havdala B'chonin Hadas. Now this is a three-way machlokes, so that is, of course, our practice. Motzei Shabbos, of course, every single week, Atachon and Tanu, we insert into Chonin Hadas, and we'll talk about that connection in just a moment. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. He says it was a bracha revius bifnei atzma. It actually couldn't be subsumed into the first section of Shemoneh Esrei, couldn't really be subsumed in the second section of Shemoneh Esrei into a bracha. It had to be its own bracha. Okay, that is a fascinating idea. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda, maybe even more fascinating, is that Rabbi Eliezer says that the Havdalah that we recite in the context of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Havdalah that we recite for purposes of being able to do malacha, we come back later and we make it al hakos. The Gemara explains that it went back and forth, the takana of having Havdalah in the context of a bori pri gafen, because there was a time point when the Jewish community was too poor to afford an additional cup of wine, which is an amazing statement in its own right. Talk about Parnasa and how important that is. So you'd have one cup of wine for Kiddush, but they simply couldn't afford it for Havdalah. So they, again, inserted Atachon and Tanu into the Shemoneh Esrei, and that was the Havdalah, the Sof HaShiru, when the Jewish community was more well off. So then we established, again, Havdalah al Hakos, which releases the prohibition against eating until one makes Havdalah. So Rabbi Eliezer's view really is not treated very fully in the Gemara, but it requires a lot of thought. The idea that we would say Havdalah in Hoda'ah, while we give thanks to Hashem, And again, we could explore that at great length, but it seems to me that in 2 seconds, it has to do with thanking Hashem for the unique experience of Shabbos. That every time we would end Shabbos, it's important to thank Hashem, right? We have this idea, V'gam b'mnuchaso lo yishkenu ha'reilim, that this is something which is unique to the Jewish people. Goy sheshavas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, chayev misa. This is special for the Jewish people, and so we should give thanks. I think that was more or less Rabbi Eliezer's idea, but we don't accept that lahalacha. Of course, we accept the view of the Tanakhama here. V'havdala b'chonin hadas. Havdala is all about making distinctions, right? Ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben Yisrael l'amim, ben yom ha'shvi l'sheshes yamei amaseh. So what allows you to make distinctions? What allows you to categorize something as X or Y, A or B, Chetza, Gavra, Yachid, Tzibur, all the things that we do when we think about Talmud Torah, is that the only reason that we're able to be mavdil to categories is because we have das. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi explains. They say, im ein das, havdala minayin. If we didn't have cognitive capacity, so then there would be no capacity for us to make distinctions. Everything would just kind of be a jumble together. So havdala is a very natural fit in Chonin Hadas, and that, of course, is our normative.